I'm Timothy White here with Pete Townsend discussing his latest solo LP, The Iron Man. Pete, you've got a song on the album called Fire, which was a 1968 hit by The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. And it's interesting because you were the executive producer on that original song.
I worked it up with Arthur. I've got a couple of versions on tape on which I play guitar. Our managers and the band put a record label together in Britain called Track, and I suppose our most famous offering was Jimi Hendrix, who we signed before he even came to America. And I immediately started to work with Arthur Brown, and I was going for a number one hit.
What made you think that Fire would work well in this context?
I'd already written a song for Roger a couple of years ago called After the Fire, and while I was working on After Fire, I remember saying to myself, this is the last Fire song I'm ever going to write. It's all been said, it's all been done, every cliche in the book has been done. So I finished the album, and I said, I'm just not doing it, I'm not going to write it.
Seriously, you finished The Iron Man? And you
yeah, and it had no fire in it, and everybody kept saying, but you've got to have a fire. And I said, the song that would be great would be something like Arthur Brown's Fire, you know, because it's just fire, 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 fire. And they wanted The Who to record a track as The Who and for it to be on that record in time for the tour. And it felt appropriate to use it because I felt so close to the song.